From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The publicity for a touring display called Bodies, the Exhibition, says it's a phenomenal look at the phenomena we call the human body. Commentator Andre Kudrescu has seen it and finds it depressing.
Using a new polymer preservation technique, the curators of the exhibit have isolated everything that can be seen in the human body. You can view your fabulous Medusa-like nerves, the miles of intestine, the marvelously precise muscles, the myriad bones, the blood vessels, the heart through which once a minute flows every drop of your blood, the brain, which is mostly water, and many other delicate and complex mechanisms enveloped by the 44-pound organ of the skin. My son Tristan, who is studying to be a Chinese doctor, looked at everything slowly and studiously. But I sort of dashed through the crowd, thinking that I was in a weird funeral parlor, looking at dead people who'd been taken apart for some obscene reason. After spending some time getting the creeps in front of some fetus jars, I fondled a brain carefully tended by a docent. I got to the end of the show and went back looking for Tristan, but he was still only in the bones room and had miles of guts and viscera to traverse before the end. I settled down with some guest books to read visitors' comments. "I was hungry before I came," one viewer wrote, "but now I'm not." Yep. Somebody else thanked the staff for giving her water when she blacked out in the fetus room. Other people said things like, "Wow, awesome, isn't God amazing?" But there were also a few complaints. "It's not interactive," one man wrote. "It doesn't move." I agreed wholeheartedly. If it doesn't move, it's just dead meat. I saw my first body when I was 7 years old, our next-door neighbor. He was lying in a coffin dressed in a black suit that made him strange because I'd never seen him in anything but a dirty shirt and suspenders. I was hugely relieved to see him because I'd imagined all kinds of things about ghosts. As soon as I gazed on his form, I knew that the man wasn't in there. He'd left that stuff behind. But the actual guy, who moved, albeit slowly, was gone. After the dead bodies, we went to a show where two burlesque dancers offered their live bodies to be written on by the audience. The dancers were warm and wordy, and they gave off heat. Definitely interactive. Much better deal.
Andre Kudrescu, he edits a journal whose name is, I'm not kidding, The Exquisite Corpse.